So you missed out on all the fun on the show. You can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
We're going to talk about the budget.
Budget chat. We should have had like an intro.
Money, money, money.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Co-treasurer Josh Frydenberg is going to deliver his second budget speech in 6 months.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at 7:30 as he aims to rebuild the economy after the coronavirus pandemic.
Yep.
Now, I'm usually the kind of person that's like, yeah, budget, schmudget. Is it going to affect me?
Mm.
This one actually might.
It may, yes.
So I thought that I would pull out some of the most important things, some quick little facts of what we know so far that has been leaked and announced and stuff.
Yep.
And go through it. So, number one, if you're a working parent, the government is going to spend $1.7 billion on a package that will bring in several sweeping changes to the childcare system. The cost of childcare for a second and subsequent child will be subsidised by up to 95%.
Wow.
Up from the current 85% maximum. And the $10,000 subsidy cap for high income earners is also going to be removed as well.
So that's for your second child and subsequent children?
Yes.
So not first child?
Not the first. So
damn.
Josh, need another one. If you earn what they consider a normal wage, love that it's called a normal wage.
This is hilarious, by the way.
So Josh Frydenberg is expected to extend the low and middle income tax offset, which is worth up to $1,080 and benefits people with a taxable income up to $126,000 because that's middle income
that's
is
middle.
Up to $126,000.
That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. The bonus, which was available for the 2018 to 2019 and 2019 to 2020 and 2020 to 2021 income years, was scheduled to run out in June. So,
right.
But Mr. Frydenberg is expected to extend it for another year,
okay.
Which is great. So we get a little extra bonus at tax time, which
yeah.
I love. If you're a single parent, single parents who have been priced out of Australia's soaring property market are set to be the big winners from the budget, with a new scheme allowing them to purchase a home with a 2% deposit.
That's amazing.
So under the new plan, starting in July, a single parent can buy a $500,000 home with a deposit of just $10,000. Normally, the property would require a 20% or $100,000 deposit. The new housing initiative will be called the Family Home Guarantee and is based on the highly successful first home loan deposit scheme. Obviously, there's lots of terms and conditions and stuff that's going to go in with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure what's going to happen with like mortgage insurance and stamp duty and things like that. But apparently, if you're a single parent, you're going to be able to get a deposit for 2%.
20% deposit of $100,000. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. That's why it's so hard to get into the property market is to get that deposit.
Mm.
Some big ticket items in the budget, some major road upgrades, a new freight terminal in Melbourne is in the works, and the rebuild of a key regional airport as well. So this will help create thousands of jobs over the next 10 years as we recover from the pandemic. Aged care. Royal Commission into Aged Care released its final report in March, detailing ways for the system to be improved after shocking instances of abuse and neglect. On the day of the report, ScoMo described the upcoming budget as an aged care budget and promised to pour significant resources into the sector. They've said that will exceed $10 billion over several years. If you're a woman, the budget will include $353.9 million in a health package for women spread over 4 years. It includes funding for cervical and breast cancer, endometriosis and reproductive health as well. If you're currently looking for work, the budget will contain a series of measures aimed at driving down the unemployment rate. We could see some more money invested in skills and training and things like that. Of course, there's a ton of other stuff as well, like climate change. If you live rurally, there's going to be things, digital skills, cadetships, natural disaster stuff and defence stuff. But that's the main point so far that would affect most people listening, hopefully. So some good wins in there, hopefully. They haven't come out with being like where this money is getting pulled away from, but
yeah,
that's always the case. But yeah, budget chat. I'll give you more updates when we find out more what's happening with the budget.
It's so exciting. I love a good budget. Oh, I just want to read through the whole thing.
Do you now?
Not at all.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Nope. It's Josh and Maddie on Ballarat. Power 103.1.